So I was talking with an actor the other day, and I was asking the actor, I said, who are you working with? Are you working with an agent? And the actor said, no, I freelance a lot. I said, you what? He said, I freelance a lot. I was like, oh, you freelance a lot. So we're going to talk about Sir Freelance a Lot in this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. Hope you're having a really, really good day. If you're a new listener to Casting Actors Cast, welcome on board. Come join this wonderful community of actors who are participating in this kind of cool experiment called Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director. Also, if you're new, I want you to know that you can go to the website, castingactorscast.com, all one word, and you can find some freebies there. You can find a free downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's absolutely free of charge. Also, please, if you've been a listener of Casting Actors Cast, and I know you're out there, we're well into 16,000 plus downloads of the podcast, and I couldn't be more grateful to you for that, but I am going to ask you a favor. If you are a regular listener, if you've listened a few times and you like what you're hearing, maybe there's been some valuable information there, maybe there's been that one tip that maybe made a difference in your day, then I really implore you to go to iTunes or YouTube, the Casting Actors Cast channel on YouTube, because we're also simulcasting this as a patio, a podcast video. I would really love it if you could do a thumbs up, if you could subscribe, especially on iTunes. I'm really trying to get my numbers up there so that more and more people can take advantage of the information that I'm trying to provide. Finally, if you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, there's a place where you can contribute to this show by with Patreon, and you click on the Patreon, it'll take you to a page and you can become a member and you can support this channel. If it's done some good for you, then please feel free to click on support. I'm not asking for tons of money here. I am asking for you to consider if there's been something that's been helpful to you, maybe you want to kind of give back by supporting the Patreon. I call it the Patreon. I don't know if that's really like the right way to say that or not, but I will tell you that I am trying to improve the equipment. All of this is being done on my own. I don't use any of the casting office's equipment to do any of these recordings or anything like that. This is all my own stuff, and I want to keep it that way. I kind of appreciate having that separation. There's no conflict of interest there. But I also would like to let you know that in addition to wanting to get better equipment and better quality production and better information for you, I also am taking a portion of the proceeds from Patreon, and I'm giving that to Actors Equity Association Equity Fights AIDS. So there's a really good cause involved too. So for any amount of money that you can give me, a portion of that will definitely be going to Equity Fights AIDS. So that's all the promotional stuff I have to share with you. Let's get right to it, shall we? So freelance a lot. First of all, when a freelancer tells me that they're freelancing, like Sir Freelance a Lot.
Yes, I'm a freelancer.
I think it's important that we define what that is. And well, let's take a look at the freelance life. Because as an actor, you're constantly wanting to find job opportunities. You're constantly looking for work. That's part of your job description, is to look for work. And there's a kind of very specific personality trait that I see in those people who are successful freelancers. And I want to share that with those of you who are freelancing. Maybe there are some tips here that can help you in your business. If you're not freelancing, if you are with an agent, then maybe you might want to think about some of those things that are within your control that you might want to kind of take back. Instead of giving all of your career to an agent who might be helping you, you might want to take back a little of those choices for yourself. So, well, I'm not telling you to drop your agent. I am saying that there are some additional purposes to being a freelancer that you might not have thought of. So let's get started with some of those, shall we? So what does it really mean to be a freelancer? Well, first and foremost, it really means that you are not being represented with one agent. So freelancers oftentimes will have 2, 3, maybe 4 agents at a time. And that means that they're not signed with those agents. They don't have an obligation to those agents in terms of a contract, but they are there to let agents know that if a job or an opportunity comes through that particular agent, then that actor will act upon that, so to speak, pun intended, and they will be obligated to that agent for the 10%. Usually it's 10% of what you make to that agent because they helped you get the job. That makes sense. Now, sometimes a freelancer will have different areas that they freelance with different agents in or with. For example, there may be a voiceover agency that is working with that actor strictly on voiceover auditions or opportunities that are out there. So that agent will call the actor and say, I have an appointment for you for this particular date and time. And that actor will go to the audition and they may or may not book the job. Or with freelancing now, with a voiceover agent means that you have your own studio pretty much, that you can go ahead and do some submitting to some of those jobs through that agency. So that's what a freelancer means in terms of being specific areas. So you might be freelancing with a film and television agent, or you might be freelancing with a theater agent. It all depends on who you've met and how you want to structure your own work output. So that's what freelancing means. But it really also refers to, in addition to having several agents or more than one, maybe just one agent that you're freelancing with, it doesn't really matter. It's still you are a freelancer. And that is that there's a component of being self-managed, that you are managing your own work. And that has some amazing benefits, but it also has some drawbacks. That's why we're talking about this today. The way to think about it is that you are your own personal contractor. As I've said before, that you are the CEO of your own company. And that means that you are in charge of every aspect of what it is to being an actor. So you're in charge of the marketing, you're in charge of auditioning, you're in charge of all of the tools that the actor needs at their disposal. You're in charge of getting yourself out there for auditions, for classes, all of those things that can help you in your career goals. And so being a general contractor means, in essence, you're kind of hiring yourself. And you're getting yourself out there through your own work, through your own choices, and for your own checklist of items that you are trying to accomplish. So there are some issues, I think, in being a freelancer. And let's talk about a few of those negative issues. And if you are freelancing, maybe you can identify with some of these. By the way, I would love to hear your experience while being a freelance actor. But there are some issues. Suffice it to say that in my view, there's quite a bit of additional stress being a freelance actor. Because you are sort of the one-man band, and you are in charge of all of these aspects, you're constantly looking for work, you're signing up for classes, you're taking care of yourself personally, you're doing all of the things that you need to do. Those lists of things that you need to accomplish as a freelancer can get rather stressful. You can stress out about money, you can stress out about relationships, you can stress out about, you know, making ends meet, that you have a financial stream that's coming in that can help support your being a personal contractor. And that can, boy, that can raise your stress level up big time. For those of you who can't see me that are listening to this, I just kind of did my own arm thing that showed like a meter going, never mind, it doesn't really matter. So that's one aspect of doing it. The other aspect is the isolation factor. Many times I know firsthand when I first started acting is that isolation was something that was really easy for me to fall into. Feel like I'm doing this all by myself. I'm going it alone. And that's a really challenging place to continue to work your way out of, because it is such a social business. It depends on relationships. It depends on networking. It depends on continuing to be forward thinking. And oftentimes we find ourselves when we're working so hard and we have this additional stress factor because we are freelancing, there is a tendency to pull ourselves in, sort of isolate ourselves from the rest of the community. The other challenge, I think, that bears talking about is the constant fluidity of being a freelancer. That means the relationship that you have with one agent for theater, for example, that might be a fluid situation where the relationship isn't quite as strong as the other theater agent that you're freelancing with, and how you're sort of managing these two different inputs for job opportunities can not only be stressful, but it's always going to be fluid. That your relationship can get stronger with certain agents as you continue to go out and get good feedback and or book jobs. On the other hand, you maybe want this other agency because they're a larger agency, or they're getting job opportunities that this other agent isn't getting. And so maybe that relationship needs to be developed. So it's constantly in a fluid state, or as they say, a state of flux. I love that. You know what flux is, don't you? I mean, a plumber would put flux on when they're joining two pipes together. And the flux helps the joint. When you put the two things together, it sort of takes the solder and it makes a really good clean seal on the copper joints. Did you know that? I just happen to know that. So a state of flux, meaning that you really want this to be a fluid situation that connects really, really well. That's the metaphor for that, I think. Anyway, tell me if I'm wrong. Let me know. So you're always moving. So there are qualities that I see in really successful freelancers that I want to share with you. These qualities are things in their personality or in their way of doing that makes them very, very successful. And let's talk about a few of them. One is that, from my experience, freelancers are extremely well organized. So are you extremely well organized? Ask yourself that question. Be honest with yourself. If you're extremely well organized, in other words, you can compartmentalize each of these areas in such a way that you can address them with full attention and focus and then move on to the next, so that any additional outside input, you can suddenly categorize and put these in the right category and be clear about how to deal with each of those areas. So if you're an extremely well-organized person, then being a freelancer is probably a really good thing for you to be doing right now. Now, that's not to say that you'll be freelancing for the rest of your life. Ultimately, as an actor, it just kind of makes sense that you're eventually going to have people who are going to represent you in some of these areas. So stay open to that idea. But there are many, many actors who are really successful freelancers, and the component that they share with each other is that they are very, very well organized. The second thing that I find in freelancers is that they have access to all kinds of resources all the time, that they really know how to get questions answered. Not only questions, but situationally, they know who to talk to or how to get problems addressed very, very easily. And that means, and that's the third point, the third point about that is that they are really well connected in terms of networking. That they have all kinds of relationships with all kinds of different people in the business, so that if there is a question or there is a concern or there is a situation that they need some help with, that they can use their network, reach out and get the answer. Now, a lot of times actors who are being represented by agents, they don't have that ability. They rely on their agents to provide information about a particular project or about whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, that sometimes it's the agent who will provide that information, but a freelancer will take advantage of their networking skills and be able to get themselves and put themselves out there in such a way that they not only get the answer, but they really do employ their own ideas of how to make something happen. In other words, they use the input of others to create their own answers. It's really kind of an amazing thing. And finally, I think the thing that I see happening in freelance folks are that they really understand that there is a protocol. There is a natural order of things when you're freelancing. And let me explain what I mean by that. So Agent A calls you up, and maybe it's an agent that you're freelancing with for film and television, and Agent A calls you up and says, I've submitted you for a television project. And maybe Agent A is somebody that you've just kind of gotten to know a little bit. Maybe, and of course, you want to say thank you very much, and you take the information down about the project, and they're just submitting you, meaning they're just sending that information to the casting director for considering you for a particular part. Now, let's just say Agent B calls you 5 minutes later and says, oh, I'm going to submit you for a television show. And guess what? It's the same television show. And this happens more than you might think. So now Agent B is submitting you for the same thing. So let's just say, for the sake of discussion, for the sake of this exercise, that Agent B is a more powerful agent. Maybe Agent B is an agency that you want to work with. Maybe Agent B is the better choice in terms of getting you an audition for that television project. So what do you do? So the moral dilemma is, and the unwritten rule is, that whoever gets you first or lets you know first is the agent that should be responsible for that project. Now, that's a tough one, right? Maybe you have a better relationship with Agent B, or you want a better relationship with Agent B, so that if you say, thank you for letting me know, and I'll accept that submission and let me know if you can get me an audition. But maybe Agent A is the one that called you first. How would you handle that? It is truly a moral dilemma. You have to answer that question. You know what? I can't answer that for you because I cannot tell you what the right thing to do is. I know that there's a moral component to it. If Agent A is on the ball that gets you first, then maybe they should and deserve to get whatever happens, whether you get that audition or not. On the other hand, Agent B might get you the audition, but they weren't the first ones to call you about that. Now, there's another whole side to this freelancing thing when that happens, and that is you might just piss Agent B off, because you'll say, oh, I'm sorry, somebody got me, submitted me for that earlier. Very, very sorry. Agent B might say, well, okay, fine. Let me know, whatever, bye. You might have just put yourself in jeopardy, because that agent now either has to decide that they have to work a little harder on your behalf to get you first, or more likely, that agent may say, well, if they're already working with somebody, then maybe I don't need to even bother working with them. And that can be a very stressful thing for the freelancer as well. So sorry about that. I'm presenting all of these issues that could happen that are kind of negative and upsetting, but that's the life of a freelancer, I think. So that's hard, right? You'll have to decide how to play that out, depending upon your relationship with any of these people. But suffice it to say that a freelancer has to be able to switch hats really, really easily. So you have to go from the actor hat to putting on the business hat, to putting on the student hat, to putting on the relationship hat, to putting on the networking hat. There's all kinds of hats that you have to wear. And I have found, as a commonality, ooh, good word, that freelancing actors are able to switch hats pretty easily. So who should freelance? Well, who are the best candidates for freelancing? Well, I've already mentioned about the organizational aspect. I've already mentioned about being able to network fairly easily and to outsource, resource, and all of those components that are seen in those who are freelancing. But, you know, frankly, almost everyone who starts out professionally should consider themselves a freelancer. And I know it varies by the opportunities that are available out there to you. But as an actor, you're sort of hanging up your own shingle anyway. And I think that there is really great value in freelancing for a while as a sort of normal course of things. And here's why. When you are freelancing and you are the CEO of your own company, you understand all of these areas and all of these components so much better than those people who might get an agent very, very quickly in their career and omit having to learn some of these self-employment freelance elements. So I'm not saying that getting an agent interested in signing you right away is a bad thing, far from it. But I am saying that that actor that goes right away into an agency and makes a commitment to that agency, and that agency hopefully makes a commitment to that actor, that they're missing out on other components that can really make a valuable career or a career that lasts a long time because you've had experience in each of those elements. I also think that anybody who is very good at multitasking, who can juggle several balls in the air at a time, would make a really good freelancer as well. Now, if you're not a good multitasker, if it's hard for you to keep track of 5 or 6 different things at a time, then you might feel that you're struggling with being a freelancer. Is that you? Is that something you're going through? If it is, what can you do about that? Part of it is just the discipline of organization. Part of it is compartmentalizing. You know, when you compartmentalize each of these projects or each of these elements that are difficult for you, if you put them in their own mental box and then take that box down and work with it as you need it, it becomes a little bit easier that you've provided a structure. Even though you're a creative person, having a structure in place really does help that creative person. It's not restricting. It's not saying if I compartmentalize that I'm not going to be free to explore the creative process. That's nonsense. What you're doing when you compartmentalize is that you're putting each one in a category or in its own little contained area so that you can give it its full attention. And so a good freelancer knows how to juggle all of those balls. Who should freelance? Sometimes there are no other choices. Sometimes you won't have a choice, that freelancing is the only thing that you have going for you in terms of developing or growing your acting career. Whether you're new or whether you're coming back to the business after a hiatus, or maybe you want to retool yourself. Maybe you want to kind of get a fresh start of things. There's no time like the present to do that. So I hope that that's been helpful to you. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.